Good morning, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
David Forster, 206346.
Mr. Forster, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Effective Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one alleged allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on October the 17th of this year. Do you remember receiving that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one who signed in for you this morning. Therefore, may we assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes.
And can you hear me okay, sir? I just want to make sure that everything, that you can hear us, because we can hear you just fine, sir. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. As you can see, there are all five board members are present this morning to participate in your hearing. And they are to my right, which would be to your left. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. To my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To my immediate left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And to his left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as panel chair and board chair today. We also have with us in the room the Honorable Mr. Oliveira. Mr. Oliveira, who you ought to be able to see now. He is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of the day. Mr. Foster and Mr. Oliveira, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm? Sir?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about July 24, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was on a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Foster, I move to find that he's violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
A unanimous determination of the board, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision, and now we're going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We will begin by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. Once we get that information, we'll be back and talk with you so that the board can make an informed decision at that point. At this time, Mr. Oliveira, would you provide us with some background information, sir?
Offender Forster was released from the Department of Corrections on July 24th of 2017. He was arrested on September 24th of 2017 by the Mojave County Sheriff's Office on an absconder warrant and a 2012 misdemeanor interfering with judicial proceedings warrant. The offender was returned back to ADC custody on September 27th of 2017. He has 62 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on March 25th of 2018. Current convictions, 2015. Aggravated domestic violence, 1 year, 6 months. And also in 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. And in 2012, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year, 6 months. The offender has 3 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2 and 2, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 3. There was no STG gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS absconder for 55 days, revoked. And in 2014, TIS completion, 5 months. The offender has minimal disciplinary history. Other arrest in 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. And in 2009, domestic violence, Arizona felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G4, B4.
Thank you so very much, sir. And, okay, Mr. Parsons, we'll back to you, sir. Based on information that we show that when you were released, you were to reside, you were approved, rather, to reside at TLC at 54th West Southern Avenue in Mesa, Arizona, and then your CO3 called TLC manager and was informed that you never checked into the program. Your last known address was Magnolia Road in Lake Havasu City. Why didn't you check into TLC, sir?
There were some things going on at home. My mom was on drugs due to her husband, so I went home to help take care of that situation. I didn't myself get into drugs. This time I didn't pick up any new charges. I wasn't doing criminal activity. I wasn't associating with criminal people. I was at home helping family. It was not my intention. It's just the way it worked out. But, I mean, given another chance, I would go back to the halfway house or even go back home. I mean, I can do this. It's not that I can't. I know what my history shows. But, I mean, I've done a lot of growing up. I mean, and this is the longest time I've been in prison. This is the last time I want to be in prison. Not that I want to be here at all, but this is the last time I want to have to be in prison. You know, other than that, I mean, that's what happened.
Well, sir, why didn't you discuss this with your PO? If your mother had some problems up there at Lake Havasu City, why didn't you discuss it with your PO and perhaps, and I'm going to use the word perhaps, here, perhaps your parole officer might have been able to work something out with you, and based on my memory, you do have a parole office somewhere up in that part of the state, and maybe you could have been transferred up there. Why didn't you, sir, try to get something worked out rather than just your absconding, sir?
I mean, as you heard, I kind of have a history, and I figured I knew how that conversation would go with my parole officer. I'm considered a criminal, and we feel like that everything we say is not, I would say, not true. It's just not in our best interest to do the things that we want to do. So it's always we're being managed and not helped, you know. So that's where my head was at that time. So I made the decision to do what I did at the time. I thought it was not my best interest, but my family's best interest. And that's all I have to say on that.
So based on what you're saying, you have had some contact with your parole officer in the past. Is that correct, sir?
No, not this time around. It said that I had no contact. I didn't check in, and I didn't.
But previously, had you had any contact at all with this particular parole officer?
The one from Mojave County?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And you didn't feel comfortable in following up. But let me just ask another question or two. While you were out, did you have any employment at all, sir?
I was actually on my way to start a job. It was a guaranteed job. I have family members that are working at the place where I was going to get employment. It was a guaranteed job. I had to go there and do that. At the same time, I was absconding, and I knew that. So it took me a little bit to work out the things with my mother and her husband. And yeah, yes, I had employment lined up. It was guaranteed. I didn't do it yet, but I was on my way.
Okay. Well, we're glad to know that you had it, although it didn't work out for you. But exactly what were you doing when the Mojave Sheriff's Department picked you up, sir?
It was in the morning, and we were just getting back from the grocery store, and again, my mother's husband had called the cops, and they were having the discussion for him to try to come back and get his belongings from the house, and the cops were there for a civil standby, and I just happened to be across the street at my brother's house.
Okay, sir. And whether this board let you out at this time or release you at this time, or whether it's March of next year, what do you plan to resign in? What do you plan to do, sir? What are your future plans, sir?
My future plans is to really just, I want to better myself. There's some things in my life I need to work out. I want to try to get some counseling and try to get back, put my family back together. Not my family as in my mother and brothers and sisters, but I'm trying to get back with my family, my son and his mother. And I mean, my full intention is to straight and narrow and never come back to prison again.
And where's your son and his mother at this point? Where are they located? Are they in Lake Havasu?
They are located, yes, yes.
Okay. Did you have contact with them while you were out, sir?
I did not.
Okay, well, at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. The Honorable Mr. Kiwanis has questions for you, sir.
Thank you, Doctor. Just a quick question, Mr. Forrester, can you hear me?
Yes.
Have you had any programming inside the Department of Corrections for anger management? It seems that you have a history for domestic violence.
I have not.
Thank you, sir. That's the other question I have, sir.
Thank you so very much. Honorable Ms. Kiwanis has questions for you, sir. I'm sorry, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. I'm sorry.
Looking
I'm
at
not this
Mr.
morning.
Chaos,
today is Monday. The Honorable
okay.
Ms. Rittenhouse
thank
has
you.
Questions for you, sir.
Mr. Forrester, there are three different occasions in the past. One was a felony probation, and then two felony convictions for domestic violence. Was that with a sibling, a parent, a girlfriend? What were those occasions?
There was one that was with a girlfriend, and then there's the one that I'm here on now, which was my girlfriend's sister's husband was living at the house, and he was doing some things with himself, with my son in the house, you know what I mean? Just he was doing things with himself in plain view. And I kind of got into it about that, and that's what, since it was in the home, that's what they considered the domestic violence.
Okay, and the reason I'm asking is just how you'll avoid getting yourself into those situations again. What do you think you can do about that?
Like I said, I haven't been with him for about 3 years. In my heart, my mind, and my body, I want to better myself so I can be a better person for them, for myself. There's counseling that I want to go do. There's just whatever it is that I have to do to try to make myself better. I don't want to do it for not only them, but for myself, to stay out of prison, to be a better father, to be a better husband, that kind of thing.
Understood. And I can't guess, but that may be the reason Mr. Quinones asked the question he asked too, is we want to make sure that you have a way to get that help, because you know, anger is usually what erupts in these situations. Thank you, Dr. Ray.
Thank you so much, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any further questions for the board members? We don't have any further questions for you at this time, sir. But this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time without repeating yourself, sir?
Other than being ordered to go to any kind of counseling, other than anything like that, this is something that I want to do to make myself better. And regardless if you guys have let me out and ordered me to do that, that's something I'm going to do. I just want to give you that thought. It's going to happen regardless. I mean, I'm going to make myself a better person.
Thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. Remember that this is an open meeting law state, the state of Arizona, therefore everything that the board does is done in public. Nothing is done behind closed doors. Therefore, we're going to ask that you remain on the phone while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or whether to return you to the community, sir. So at this time, the board is in discussion. Board members, honorable board members, I do take note and I do understand that Mr. Forrester wishes to get out and wishes to go into counseling. However, as has been stated already, he has not taken advantage of counseling in the past, although he's been incarcerated on three occasions, but he has not taken advantage of counseling. But I think now he's ready to change his way of life. He's still a relatively young person. I believe he's 33 years of age, and he does have a great future. He has a son, and he has a mother and other family members. However, as one board member, and I only speak as one board member, I cannot speak for other board members. Each board member speaks for his or herself, and not we don't speak for each other. I cannot overlook the fact that he did abscond for 62 days. I also cannot overlook the fact that he had been involved in the domestic violence without any without taking any programs at all, and this drug paraphernalia, which we did not get into, also he was charged with that in the past as well. Therefore, as one board member only, I'm not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Right, I agree. And he really does know the importance of maintaining and having a relationship with his PO. Obviously, in 2006, he absconded for 65 days, and then he did have a 5 months completion, which he would have had to maintain contact with the parole officer and understand that the parole officer is there trying to help him. And on this third time, he just made no effort or attempt to try to communicate or talk with the parole officer about what had happened. And he absconded and had a warning. He would have continued to be out had his stepfather or his mother, boyfriend, had not, husband had not called the police and they come out to the house when he was arrested.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Johnson. Any further discussion by board members? Here, no further discussion by board members. Therefore, I'm going to offer a motion at this point and see where it goes. And my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Forrester violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways in as much as he absconded for some 62 days. During those 62 days when he absconded, as he said, he was doing something productive, but we have no way of proving that because he was out of contact with his parole officer during that period. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, as has already been stated, you will be out on release, that is, on March the 25th of 2018, just a few months away. We hope that you will have a plan at that time, and you can be, so that you can be that productive citizen that I know that you can be, and this board knows that you can be, but you're going to have to make up your mind, and you're going to have to take some of these programs and be ready to be that productive citizen. Good luck, sir, and your hearing is over. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.